don't be just like you classic typical Negress. But if it is fucked up, and if Darius, at the end of the day, Darius should have just left her alone. But he's immature. You know what I'm saying? He's like a child. He's an adolescent in the mind to me. So they're both adolescent. And I feel like, you know, when she had had enough, because at this point, when a nigga pop up in your house and flipping you over couches, you know, you don't want him in your house. You don't want to be bothered. You don't want him in your space. And he's done other things, as we talked about earlier in the show. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it just seems like, you know, he got played, period. And she manipulated it for her benefit.
Sharon says Serenus knew about Darius's alleged abuse. Abuses almost everyone, the 33-year-old claimed. Y'all will see. Just send positive energy to the babies. Any child in the middle of something like this does not deserve it at all. Wow. So damn sad. Sharon called Serenus and his brother sociopaths in the caption of her rant, as well as phony. She wrote, I dare you mess with my family. Family means everything to me. I saw you from day one. My daughter is kind and our family treated you with kindness, and this is how you treat it? I won't take this laying down anymore, Sharon concluded. I'm done. Side note, Sharon is basically saying Darius and his brother are one and the same, and that Darius's older brother showed him these traits because he does the same thing, which is weird because Darius's older brother has spoken out against him and stated that he does this to everyone. You'll see what type of person he is, dot, 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 yet has also condemned his brother's behavior by saying, you know, I know he's like that. I used to be like that too. So all of this is really confusing. But what confuses me even more is Sharon. Sharon, I love the fact that you're a supportive mother and you don't want anything to happen to your daughter, Kiki, or your grandson. I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're a wonderful lady, but you knew too. So it's not that everybody knew except you and you just found out because your daughter went filed a restraining order. No, you've known over the last 2 years of your daughter dating this man, that he's done certain things to her. Now, Sharon.
And I mean, what to do with that, really? You know what I'm saying? That's just like anybody. If you got a hard-headed ass daughter and, you know, you try to tell her, hey, this fool is not cool, I'm sure you wouldn't listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever dated somebody your parent didn't like? Did that really make you stop dating them? Definitely not. What up, positive queen? So, you know, that's just what the mom is dealing with. If the mom doesn't like the, you know, are you going to stop dating? Like if I told, thankfully, I'm not on that situation with my daughter so far. So thankful. But imagine they start dating somebody you don't like. And then you actually see them talk disrespectfully to your daughter or even push your daughter to bring the bad sides of herself out. Like, maybe this dude didn't bring the most positive energies out of her. You know what I'm saying? And you can do nothing about it until finally he flips you over a couch and is in your house. And now it's next level. You see?
This is not your fault. I'm not saying that you are to blame. You can't prevent your daughter from doing anything she doesn't want to do. So if Darius was doing these things to Kiki and Kiki decided to stay around, only she's going to know when she's had enough. I get that you can't control what goes on in your daughter's life, but you do get to control your own platform. So now that Kiki has put in this restraining order and whatnot, you feel that now it's time for you to come forward and say that your daughter has been in harm's way for the last 2 years. Again, Sharon, you could have said that a long time ago, sweetheart. I get that you're...
She was not going to say that. Now, see, these are the same people. This is Sean Davey Way. Shout out, Sean Davey Way. Who would say she's a very private person and she don't like people to tell her business. So she couldn't tell everybody. Kiki's very private. If she would have came out and said something about her, you know, the daughter about Kiki, Kiki would have been mad. She would have been like, mama, don't be going telling my business. Please click like, please. That part, I was that hard-headed daughter. You know what I'm saying? Positive queen on purpose. Yeah, a lot of us were. Sometimes the kids date the one you don't like out of spite. Now, to me, I just feel like she's just a regular sister. You know, you live and you learn. You pick good and sometimes you pick bad. You feel me? Or you don't pick with a lot of development thought. You're just going off the experiences. And that's just unfortunately a part of life. you would hope that you would trust your mother's wisdom and listen to your mother. But if your mother ain't even married to nobody, it'd be kind of like, do you really know what you're talking about? Or if you've seen them go through a bunch of crap, you don't necessarily want to hear what they have to say. You feel me? That's how it goes. Shit. It's not fair. You would think wisdom would let them know that you know what you're talking about at this point because you've been through it. But again, sometimes people just got to experience things for themselves, and that's just how the fuck it is. So that's how it went down. So she's a baby mama, and she got this dig. Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, maybe Darius might countersue or do a civil suit and say she, you know, was verbally abusive. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know. It's going to be very interesting to see how this goes. Right, right. You're going off hormones. Right, she's still postpartum. I mean, she just had the baby 8 months ago. She's still going through hormonal, a lot of hormonal changes. But he is stressing her out, obviously. Obviously, she don't want to be bothered. And it was a mistake having a baby with this guy. That was what really happened, you know, because if you can't communicate to the point where he's grabbing on you, regardless of whatever, he ain't the one, you know. You don't need somebody, because that's how that shit happens. Usually the shit happens, the death, you know, accidental stuff happens because you're arguing, it gets hot, you put your hands on each other, and shit happens. You could bop your head on the side of a wall or the side of a table or any of that kind of crazy shit. Bump your head too hard, they could choke you too hard, you could crack something, anything. Biting. It did anything. And so you don't want someone who makes you go and go into those levels because it takes a lot of energy. You know what I mean? And it's negative energy. And why should you live with that? You know what I mean? I've experienced all of that bullshit. All it does is stress you out, make you walk around like you're on eggshells, makes the kids nervous. Who wants to live with that bullshit? But yet a lot of us deal with it because we think we're trying to help save the family or they'll grow out of it or whatever nonsense we be thinking, you know. And then especially, like I said, if you see a lot of your aunties, mamas, grandmas and them ain't got no body, you'd be like, they don't know. How do they know? And then you realize, oh, they chose to be by themselves. Got it. And that's unfortunate, you know, but hopefully, you know, we'll have evolved. And you know, it's a big world out there. You know, there's all kinds of beautiful people out there. You can, you know, find somebody else, you know. That's how I go. Let's see, what you saying, positive queen? I've had hands put on me, but never the other way around. Like, oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, sometimes, you know, I've heard of seeing videos of women who are, you know, whenever their man don't do something they like, they smacking on them. I'll be like, what the hell? What is it, dog? I'm dog sitting, y'all. What you want? You want to go for a walk? Okay, we'll go. What is this? Go with her. Go up there. He is rotten. Thank you, but definitely put on more clothes. It's cold. It's a little cold. It's getting, the weather's changing. Oh, y'all just hearing all my life. So anyways, so that's where I'm at with it. Yeah, he's a chihuahua. He's a cool little dog, man. He likes to cuddle and snuggle. It's annoying. No, I'm kidding. He likes to cuddle and snuggle with everybody. But I've got to be on stand on top of mopping my floors and vacuuming. And, you know, thankfully, I bought one of those deep clean carpet thingies. I bought one, yeah, during Corona because, you know, he be peeing in my house and shit. I be finding boo-boo and shit. I be like, what the hell? Rawr! And he likes hanging out with me. Like right now, he's like trying to climb on my lap. He wants me to, I'm going to take you for a walk. Okay. Okay. Calm down. He wants to go for a walk. You see that?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Got to get him potty trained. I'm going to have to watch some videos on how to potty train him.
I think he wants
He wants to go outside. He was looking outside and making that whiny noise. Just walk him down the street. You got to put a sweater on or something, though. I swear he's rotten. Okay, sorry, y'all. But you stop that. Hey, you let him put that. He wants you to tickle him. Well, I've not had a so-called pet animal friend since they were little. We had like a blue pit when we were living in Louisiana. But we never let him in the house. I wanted to have him in the house, but we didn't have him in the house. You need a sweater. It's too cool. Stay on the block, okay?
Swear to God.
Sorry, y'all. They are fun. Pets are fun. They're, you know, I think it's helped. You know, there's this thing called emotional animal friends that you can have. And they do help emotional, like kids hug on them and express love. I would say open their heart chakra. Like, you know, kids who may have had emotional issues, they're more open to sharing their emotions when they have an animal friend. You know, yeah, a little small dog is a beautiful pet to have to help children get through emotional problems. I'm just throwing that out there. It's true. But I should do another podcast on that kind of stuff. If you want to hear that kind of stuff, I got plenty of information on how to help children. That's my profession, you know, when I'm not doing this gossip tea. This ain't really tea. It's always, I like to tap in from not just a gossipy, exploitive way. I like to bring things that maybe help you consider some things in your own life as I do with my own. You feel me? So that's the purpose of me doing this, not just to exploit anybody or point fingers at this girl or anybody in particular, but I do use them since they're out there to reach the audience that I think will benefit from what I have to say. And you let me know if it is helpful to you or not. You know what I'm saying? All right. So I'm going to get on out of here. I think I want to start another one about some other stuff, like how to motivate each other and pick better. I've been looking at this one sister's, a couple of people's videos, and I think I will do one in about 2 minutes. So look out for that, okay? Thank you. Click like on the outro. Cash App if you'd like to make a lunch for me, like a dollar, donate a dollar, and I can go take myself to lunch to Miko Show TV. Really what I'll be doing is energy toward doing my hair. I'm going to do my hair. I have interviews. Definitely going to try to make another job, you know, get another job. So that would be very helpful, whatever you're willing to share, okay? And it's very much appreciated. That is Cash App, $TOMEICKOSHOWTV. Yeah. Thank you. You said great commentary. I really appreciate that. Don't forget that I'm also on Spotify, Google, whatever it's called, Apple Music, Amazon. I'm on all that stuff, all of it. All of it. So check it out. You know what I'm saying? If you want to see me, that's cool too. But I'm burning my french fries. So let me get the hell out of here. And I'm going to start another one in just a few moments. All right. Peace. Tatami Kosho.